Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about 10 things you do not need for deer hunting. That's right, things you do not need. We're jumping into a series here about gear for deer hunting, basics, things that you need, things that are helpful. And I want to start it off with 10 things you don't need. There's a lot of marketing out there. There's a lot of companies out there. There's a huge industry out there trying to sell all kinds of crazy stuff. And I can't cover it all in one podcast, but I want to go over 10 different things that as a new hunter, a new deer hunter, you do not need. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to spend any money. You don't need to borrow anything. You do not need it to head into the woods and be successful. Number one on the list, a long-range precision rifle. You do not need to spend $2,000 on a rifle for hunting deer. You don't need to spend $1,000 on a rifle for hunting. You don't need to spend $500 on a rifle for hunting deer. All you need is a rifle big enough to take down a deer. Your grandfather probably hunted with iron sights and a 30-30 that cost $100, brand new, that he got used for $50. You do not need all this high power, high gadget, long range. Chances are you're never going to shoot long range, and if you do, you're not going to do it for years until you get well into the sport, you become a good shot, you find places where you can take a shot more than 100 yards, which there's not as many as you might think. All you need is a rifle big enough to take down a deer, something 30 caliber-ish or something that has enough knockdown power that'll do the job. And we've got done episodes on the best rifles and calibers and so on for deer hunting for new hunters. You can jump back and look at those, but you do not need a long-range precision rifle. You're not going to take any long-range shots as a new hunter. And you shouldn't, even if you got one. That's something you work your way up to, you build your way up to, both in terms of what's realistic, your own practice and skill. You just need something that'll take down a deer at 50 yards, because that's about the average shot. Number two, what you do not need for deer hunting, $40 boxes of ammo. You don't need them. You don't need this super high-end, high-expensive, top-of-the-line ammo. I did an episode recently on the best ammo for deer hunting. You can go back and look at that. We talk about the different types of ammo and the different categories and what they mean and what to look for. But the bottom line is deer are not hard to take down. There's people in certain states, they hunt deer with 9mm handguns with fairly good success. If you hit them in the right spot and that's what your focus ought to be, it's not hard to take down a white-tailed deer or a mule deer or pretty much any kind of deer. You need just some average ammunition. That's all you need. You're not going to shoot at more than 100 yards, most likely. You don't need something that's supposed to be able to punch out to 1,000. That's just completely unnecessary. All you need is an average box of ammunition. You don't even need a box. You just need enough. You need one shot, really. That should be all you need. I've never fired a second shot at a deer. You know, I take four with me, but I've never even fired a second shot. You just need a box of average ammunition. Number three thing you do not need for deer hunting, sense and cover sense. Now, does that mean there's nothing to sense and cover sense? There may be something to them, but I think they are so overrated And I've seen people who've had more problems because of them than benefit they've gotten from them. As a new hunter, you don't need them. Don't even spend the money. Don't even take the time to research it. For thousands of years, people have been hunting deer without them and been successful. And even today, with all the technology we have, people are split right down the middle of, do they do anything? Do they help or do they hurt? It is completely inconclusive, but it's a multi-million dollar industry trying to sell you on marketing and influencers and sponsored ads and everything they can come up with. And I get it. But as a new hunter, just do yourself a favor. Just check out of that. Don't even think about that. Let that go. Down the road, once you get some experience, once you see how deer behave and act in the wild, maybe you want to think about experimenting in some of that stuff. You know, do it once you get some footing, once you've had some success, once you've had some experience, and once you get the gear you really need. This is not gear you really need. In fact, I think it is just as much of a liability. In fact, it may be a bigger liability for new hunters than it would be an asset. And then you, number four thing that you do not need for deer hunting. Those crazy electric, ammonia, thermocell, whatever, bug repellent systems. You don't need all that. It's not necessary. They never had any of that 20 years ago or 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. You don't need any of that stuff. Not to say that it could never be helpful, but as a new hunter, you do not need it. I don't know that I've ever been out hunting deer and said, oh, I wish I had some of that stuff with me. Now, there's been times I've been out in the summer hunting something, and I thought, this might be helpful right now. But in deer season, never been an issue. You don't need any of that stuff. And if you do think that it might be helpful for you, again, you can get that down the road once you've accumulated the gear that's really important. Number five thing you do not need for deer hunting, a pee bottle. The whole thing about peeing in a bottle because you don't want to leave scent and all this and that in the woods is a complete myth. An absolute fabrication of people's ignorance and paranoia. Within a few minutes, and I mean less than 20, pee from a human being is deer can't tell any difference from pee from a person than they can from another deer or another animal. In fact, I've seen it actually attract deer as opposed to repel deer because they're curious to find out what's that or what other deer's been leaving that behind. Well, you just pee wherever you are in the woods. It'll be just fine. If you're on a tree stand, you can pee right out of the tree. If you're on the ground, go wherever. Doesn't matter. Not an issue at all. Number six thing you do not need for deer hunting. Camo gadgets. And I mean anything from camo cell phones, camo belts, camo knives, camo GPSs. I've even seen camo arrows. You do not need any of this stuff. If anything, this is actually a bigger hindrance. Say you take your camo knife out of your backpack, which you're only going to do after the deer's been killed. And then you're going to leave your camo knife on the ground. And where'd your knife go? Or you shoot your camo arrow, which, you know, an arrow pointed at a deer, the only thing they could possibly see would be the shiny tip of the broadhead or of the tip of the arrow. They can't see the shaft. And then what's going to happen when you try to recover that arrow and search for it? Good luck. That's like a 99% chance of never find that arrow again. You do not need camo gadgets and stuff. A camo coat and camo pants are helpful. They're not even really needed. Any dark or neutral color will work. I think having, you know, camo pants and camo coat for deer is you know, it's a plus, but it's like a plus 5%, not a plus 100%. It's not that big of a deal. But camo stuff, especially stuff that's in your pockets, come on, you're kidding yourself. It's only a liability. It's all for marketing. You know, they make camo seat covers for the insides of trucks. It's all about marketing. It has nothing to do with hunting. If you want a camo cell phone cover so people, so you can leave a hint to people that you're a hunter, then, that probably wouldn't work because, to be honest, if I saw somebody pull out a cell phone with a camo cell phone cover, I would not in the period, ever think, oh, that person's a good hunter, I'd be like, ah, they're ridiculous. So it would backfire on you probably in some situations. Where are we at? Number seven thing you do not need for deer hunting. Scent control clothing. I know, it's everywhere. The marketing is really big. There's a lot of articles. There's whole sections at stores that cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You do not need it. It may help some with keeping scent in, but your big issue is not scent coming out of your arms through your jacket or scent coming off of your calves through your pants. Your big issue when it comes to scent is what you leave on the ground by walking, the stuff that you touch with your hands when you're moving through the woods, and then what comes out of you as you breathe and out of your face and all of that. Those are the biggest things. Trying to keep the scent of your elbows locked into your shirt, it's not a deal. That's not going to be the thing that makes or breaks. It'll probably has any influence whatsoever. Does the clothing maybe keep that scent locked into your elbows? You know, I wouldn't doubt that it helps that some, but that was never your problem. You need to play the wind. That's what you need to do. You need to make sure that the deer you're hunting are not downwind from where you're sitting. You need to make sure that you watch where you're walking, that you don't brush your feet on stuff you don't need to, that you don't touch stuff with your hands you don't need to touch, that you don't leave a scent trail getting to your stand, that you don't touch the tree and grab onto the ladder, all this stuff, or even worse, change your clothes at the base of the tree.
Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
You don't want to do that. You want to minimize the scent that you leave through activity, not the scent coming out of your elbows whenever you're sitting. So you do not need to spend money on that. You know, if you're a hardcore elk hunter, you're covering a lot of ground, shedding a lot of sweat, maybe that would be something that you'd think about doing if you're already investing all that time and money to hiking dozens of miles a day. You might want to take that little extra precaution. Maybe it just makes you feel better about doing it. I don't know. But for hunting deer, just let that idea go. That is not a deal. It's not worth the money for a new hunter to invest in that kind of stuff when you can make a much bigger difference on scent control by just being careful going to your tree. That's the kind of thing where you spend a lot of money for just a little bit of benefit, and it may not even benefit you. So you don't need it. Number eight thing that you do not need for deer hunting. Deer decoys. Oh yeah. That's all you need. Big, fake, giant deer. You do not need that. I do not recommend it. If money is no object and storage and space and transport is no object, I do not recommend it. Because you're putting something out there that is going to disrupt deer's natural patterns and inclinations. People think, oh, well, that'll draw them in. That'll make them feel safe, that there's a deer already there. I don't agree necessarily. There could be a situation where that happens, but I think just as likely you're going to spook deer. You're going to make deer wary when they see that decoy doesn't move for 6 hours. They're going to think something's up. And then when they get close to it there and they see no reaction from it, that's it's just going to stand out to them. Now, I know people have had situations where they thought the decoy is the thing that did it for them. But for every time a decoy helped in a hunt, I think you might be able to find one or more situations where the decoy hurt in a hunt. And to buy something and spend money on something and lug something around that's just as likely to hurt you as help you, that is not something a new hunter needs. Get some experience, figure out some things, learn some things, get a few deer, And then if you find that where you hunt and the way you hunt, maybe you think a decoy would be beneficial for you, kick the cans or kick the tires on that idea then, as opposed to now, you need to save your money for things you really do need. Number 9 thing that you do not need for hunting deer, calls. You do not need calls to hunt deer. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, you don't need calls. Now, the more experience you get, there may be a call or two or three that there's a time and a place for that might help you, that might give you a little bit of a benefit. But to be honest, most beginners are going to use calls wrongly or in the wrong time and the wrong place, and you're going to push deer away from you as opposed to draw them in. Calls are a liability for new hunters. We did a whole episode on calls for deer hunting. Look back, find that episode. I get into the details on every different major type of call, when you might use it, when a new hunter might want to consider that, and which are the ones that are the most useful. But I preface the whole thing with a new hunter doesn't need any calls. And if you do want to take a call or two, then a grunt call or something like that might be good. Those would be the easiest ones to learn, and the easiest ones to learn how and when to use effectively. But in general, my advice to new hunters is don't even think about calls. Don't spend money on calls. Don't take calls into the woods your first year or even your second year. Buy the things you really need. Learn the things that'll really make a difference. Learn to find the right spot to set up. Learn when to get there. Learn to play the weather. These are all episodes that we've done just this past season so far. Get on these things. These are what make a difference. If a call is just as likely to hurt you as help you, if you're not sure when to use it, you don't want that. You're better off not letting deer know that you're there. You're better off just blending in. You're better off making no noises than using a call that could alert all the deer and make them more suspicious or more on guard. And like I said, advanced hunters with some experience who know the woods, who know the terrain, who know more about how deer operate, they could use a couple calls to some effectiveness. But most of the calls that are out there, I think even in the hands of experts, are just as liable to help you as hurt you. And a lot of the people that I know that have been hunting 40 years, they take one or two calls out with them and they may not use them for a whole season, or they may find just the right place to use one of them once or twice. And that's usually how it goes. So as a new hunter, you don't even need to worry about it. You don't need to think about that. You do not need that to be successful, and it's just as likely to hurt you. And number 10 thing that you do not need for hunting deer is a big set of knives. Whether it's many knives or just large knives. For deer hunting, you need one tiny little knife that's sharp. That's all you need. You could do everything you need to do with a razor blade, really, if you had to. You need one little knife that's sharp. You do not need a 10-inch or 15-inch Bowie knife or a machete or anything like that. In fact, that's going to make things harder for you than it is going to help you. I use a little, I don't know what it is, a 3 or 4-inch Benchmade knife. It's a real nice little knife. I paid more for it than I should have. I paid more for it than I needed to pay, but I didn't know at the time what I needed or what was good. That seemed to be the thing to buy. You know, you don't need to spend more than $20 on a decent hunting knife. All you got to do is keep that knife sharp. You can get a cheap knife that you keep sharp. You're better off getting a cheap knife and a sharpening stone and learning how to keep that knife sharp than you are buying a real expensive knife to get started. I know a guy that I was talking to who elk hunts. Elk, of course, are much larger than deer. And he'll cover miles and miles in a day and go on trips out west and all this. He takes a 1-inch knife that weighs, I think it's 3 ounces with the handle and everything. He says every ounce counts when you're hiking over that kind of a distance and then you're bringing back all that meat on your back. Every ounce matters, and he does not need any more knife than that to do everything he needs to do in the field with an elk. And you certainly don't need more knife for a deer. You just need it to be sharp. Interestingly enough, I saw him do a demonstration on how to debone and how to butcher a deer. and somebody asked the question, you know, what is the right, what's the best kind of knives to get? What brand, what type, what variety? His response to the whole thing was, it does not matter. The best kind of knife you can get is a sharp one. Cheap, expensive, doesn't matter. Sharp. Get it sharp, keep it sharp. Buy a cheap knife and a sharpener and learn how to keep that knife sharp. And if you think you need a better knife, you can always look into that. But that's the number one thing. You need a small, sharp little knife that's nimble. And that's it. Those are 10 things that you do not need for deer hunting. And the next few weeks, we're going to cover some more gear items that you do need or that are helpful. And we've covered some already in this past season. So check back through the episodes. See what would be helpful for you, what you're thinking about, what you need, what you're looking into, what you're curious about. Go to newhuntersguide.com. You can find all those episodes. You can find the show notes and more information. Until next time, God bless you guys and go get them in the woods.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.